कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी। यशोधानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोधानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामो राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन विहारी, राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधे। जयो राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी, राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरी गोवर्धन जय गिरी गोवर्धन, गिरी गोवर्धन जय गिरी गोवर्धन। जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय प्रभुपाद। जय गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव, जय गुरुदेव। निथाय गौर हरि बोल निथाय गौर हरि बोल। कलियुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1, चैप्टर एंटाइटल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत, टेक्स्ट नंबर 30। सो सिंस इट इज अ प्रोज वर्स, आई विल जस्ट रिसाइट इट। यावत् अवभासयति सूर्यगिरिम् अनुपरिक्रमं भगवान आदित्यो वसुदातलम् अर्धनैव प्रतपति अर्धेन वच्छादयति तदा हि भगवद् उपासनो पचिताति पुरुष प्रभावस्तद् अनभिनंदन समजवेन रथेन ज्योतिर्मयेन रजनीम अपि दीनं करिष्यामिति सप्तः कृत वस्तरणिम अनु पर्यक्रमात् द्वितीय इव पतंग। वट टू वर्ड मीनिंग, याव सो लॉन्ग अवभासयति इल्यूमिनेट्स सुरगिरिम द सुमेरु हिल अनुपरिक्रमम बाय सर्कैम्बुलेटिंग भगवान द मोस्ट पावरफुल आदित्य सन गॉड वसुधा तलम द लोअर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम अर्धेन बाय हाफ एव सर्टनली प्रतपति मेक्स डैजलिंग अर्धेन बाय हाफ अवच्छादयति कवर्स विथ डार्कनेस तदा एट दैट टाइम ही सर्टनली भगवत उपासना बाय वर्शिपिंग द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड उपचिता बाय सैटिस्फाइंग हिम परफेक्टली अति पुरुष सुपर ह्यूमन प्रभाव इन्फ्लुएंस तद दैट अनभिनंदन विदाउट अप्रिशिएटिंग समजवेन बाय इक्वली पावरफुल रथेन ऑन अ चैरियट ज्योतिमयेन डैजलिंग रजनीम नाइट अपि ऑल्सो दीनम डे करिष्यामि आई शैल मेक इट इति दस सप्तकृत सेवन टाइम्स वस्तरणिम एग्जैक्टली फॉलोइंग द ऑर्बिट ऑफ द सन अनुपर्यक्रमात् सर्कमैम्बुलेटेड द्वितीय सेकेंड इव लाइक पतंगा सन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन, व्हाइल सो एक्सलेंटली रूलिंग द यूनिवर्स किंग प्रियव्रत वंस बिकेम डिससैटिस्फाइड विद द सर्कमैम्बुलेशन ऑफ द मोस्ट पावरफुल सन गॉड एनसर्कलिंग सुमेरु हिल ऑन हिज चैरियट द सन गॉड इल्यूमिनेट्स ऑल द सराउंडिंग प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स। हाउएवर व्हेन द सन इज ऑन द नॉर्दर्न साइड ऑफ द हिल द साउथ रिसीव्स लेस लाइट and when the sun is in the south the north receives less. King Priyavrat disliked this situation and therefore decided to make daylight in the part of the universe where there was night. He followed the orbit of the sun god on a brilliant chariot and thus fulfilled his desire. He could perform such wonderful activities because of the power he had achieved by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. There is a Bengali saying which describes that someone is so powerful that he can make the night day and the day night. That saying is current because of the prowess of Priyavrat. His activities demonstrate how powerful he became by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna is known as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. In Bhagavad Gita 18.78, it is said, wherever there is the master of all mystic powers, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, victory, fortune and all other opulences are present. Devotional service is so powerful. When a devotee achieves what he wants to accomplish, it is not by his own mystic power, but by the grace of the master of mystic power, Lord Krishna. By his grace, a devotee can accomplish wonderful things unimaginable even to the most powerful scientist. From the description of this in this verse, it appears that the sun moves. According to modern astronomers, the sun is fixed in one place, surrounded by the solar system. But here we find that the sun is not stationary. It is rotating in a prescribed orbit. This fact is corroborated by Brahma Samhita 5.52. Yes agaya brahmati sambrita kala chakraha. The sun is rotating in its fixed orbit in accordance with the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Jyotirveda, the science of astronomy, in the Vedic literature, the sun moves for 6 months on the northern side of Sumeru Hill and for 6 months on the southern side. We have practical experience on this planet that when there is summer in the northern north, there is winter in the south and vice versa. Modern materialistic scientists sometimes present themselves as knowing all the ingredients of the sun, yet they are unable to offer a second sun like Maharaj Priyavrata's. Although Maharaj Priyavrat devised a very powerful chariot as brilliant as the sun, he had no desire to compete with the sun god. For a Vaishnava never wants to supersede another Vaishnava. His purpose was to give abundant benefits in material existence. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks that in the months of April and May, the rays of Maharaj Priyavrat's brilliant sun were as pleasing as the rays of the moon. And in October and November, both morning and evening, that sun provided more warmth than the sunshine. In short, Maharaj Priyavrat was extremely powerful and his actions extended his power in all directions. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shriyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Stute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग टू डिस्कस दिस ब्यूटिफुल सेक्शन ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत अनदर राजऋषि. सो फ्रॉम फोर्थ कैंट ऑनवर्ड्स वी हैव बीन सीइंग द अपियरेंस ऋषि ऑफ मेनी सेंटली किंग्स राजऋषिस हु हैव बीन कमिंग परफॉर्मिंग देयर वंडरफुल रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज रूलिंग एज अ किंग एंड एट द राइट टाइम व्हेन इट इज टाइम टू टेक अप टू रिटायरमेंट दे आर ऑल्सो गिविंग अप हैंडिंग ओवर द पोजिशन. सो वी सी फ्रॉम द फोर्थ कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद भागवतम डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ सो मेनी ब्यूटिफुल किंग्स फ्रॉम स्वयंभू मनु वी सी फ्रॉम हिज टू सन्स उत्तानापाद एंड प्रियव्रत. सो द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ महाराज उत्तानापाद एंड देन हिज सन हिज ग्रैंड सन्स वेर डिस्क्राइब्ड इन द फोर्थ कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद भागवतम. सो इन द फोर्थ कैंटो वी सॉ द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ महाराज उत्तानापाद फर्स्ट हाउ महाराज उत्तानापाद when he saw that Dhruva Maharaj was capable enough to rule the kingdom, so immediately Maharaj Uttanapad, he gave up the kingdom to Dhruva Maharaj and he immediately went to engage in full-time devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. And at that time it is explained that even Dhruva Maharaj had not even been married. So there was every reason for Maharaj Uttanapad to stay back and continue to rule. That, oh, my son Dhruva is yet to be married. But he understood that more than trying to fulfill his responsibilities as a king or a parent, it is more important to fulfill the topmost aim of this human form of life. That is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to go back home, back to Godhead. So Uttanapad Maharaj did not wait till that time. Then he left. And then continuing the great legacy which his father had created, Dhruva Maharaj also, as per the order of the Lord, he also continued to rule for 36,000 years because the Lord wanted. And then after 36,000 years, one time Dhruva Maharaj felt that this entire material manifestation is nothing but it's like a dream-like situation. The different attachments in this material world, attachment to family, children, wealth, it is all like dream-like situation. So at one point of time, Dhruva Maharaj felt, enough is enough. I have ruled for 36,000 years. Now is the time to take up to retirement. And Dhruva Maharaj also took up to the path of renunciation. He went to Padrika Ashram and he performed austerities. And then after Dhruva Maharaj, we see in the fourth canto the episode of Maharaj Anga, who became the next king. And Maharaj Anga was trying to teach his mischievous son King Vena about proper etiquettes, how he should socially conduct very well, but he was totally frustrated. And because of that, Maharaj Anga felt that if I had had a good son, I would have remained attached to the good son and it would have been difficult for me to give up my household life. So Krishna has blessed me by giving up this notorious child as Maharaj Anga. So a bad son will cause immediate detachment to the parents. So immediately Maharaj Anga, seeing that his child, King Vena, is not being reformed immediately, he gave up and he also left. And after that, we see the episode of Maharaj Prithu. How Maharaj Prithu was very old and Maharaj Prithu thought that now is the time for me to retire from the post, handover, and go to practice serious austerities and focus on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Prithu Maharaj also leaves. And after Prithu Maharaj, we saw the episode of Prachina Barishad, who because of the mercy of King Narada Muni, he also gives up his post and he hands out over to Prachetas. And then finally, towards the end of the fourth canto, we see the episode of Prachetas. How the Prachetas also, they rule and at the right time, they also depart from the worldly responsibilities and take up to the path of renunciation. And that same theme we see here also in the fifth canto, how Priyavrat Maharaj also, although he was living a life of an ascetic. He did not want to engage in taking care of the position. But because of the need of the hour, Priyavrat Maharaj had to do so. And therefore we see that Parikshit Maharaj is surprised and he is asking two questions in the beginning of the fifth canto. That how is it that Priyavrat Maharaj was totally renounced, who had no interest in taking care of the family, he was totally absorbed in meditating on the Supreme Person of Godhead. How could Priyavrat Maharaj enter into family life, which is compared to a well, in which if one falls, it is very difficult for him to come back. And the second doubt which Parikshit Maharaj had is, although Priyavrat Maharaj entered into household life, but still, even in that household life, Priyavrat Maharaj was totally focused in his goal. Household life is a shackle, but Priyavrat Maharaj was not becoming attached into household life. How is it possible? How was it possible for someone to enter water and not get wet? That is not possible. Someone dressed in white dress, entering a coal mine and coming out absolutely clean without even getting a drop of the black coal soot. That's how entering into family life and not becoming entangled is not heard. It's very rare to see. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is asking these two questions and we see how Shukdev Goswami is glorifying about the activities of Priyavrat Maharaj in the beginning verses, saying that devotees who are attached to licking the honey that is dripping from the lotus feet of the Lord, they are never deviated from their position. Makaranda liham satam. So devotees are attached, like the verse comes that Ayusho Shadashadvaya, in the first canto also. Which is the verse? Makaranda liham satam. Athavasya padam boja, makaranda liham satam. Kim anyed asad alapair, Ayusho sad asadvaya. Devotees who are accustomed to lick in the honey that is emanating from the Lord's lotus feet, they are relishing that. They don't have time for any other topics, which only waste the human form of life. So here also Shukdev Goswami compares Priyavrat Maharaj's life, like he is always absorbed in licking the honey of the lotus feet of the Lord. Therefore, there is no, at any point of time, there is no chance that a glorious king like Priyavrat Maharaj can any time get deviated from the lotus feet of the Supreme Person of Godhead. And then very beautifully he is explaining about the very activities which Priyavrat Maharaj has been doing. And here we see in this verse, the one of the glorious activities of Priyavrat Maharaj has been explained here in this verse. That how Priyavrat Maharaj, one point of time, when he saw the sun, it is circumambulating the Sumeru mountain. So on one side of the Sumeru mountain, where the sun is, there is lot of light. So if the sun is circumambulating the northern direction, then the entire north receives sunlight. But on the southern side of the Sumeru mountain, there is total darkness. And vice versa. When the sun is on the southern side of the Sumeru mountain, the southern side is filled with light. But on the northern side, it is filled with darkness. So Priyavrat Maharaj was not happy with this kind of situation. So therefore Priyavrat Maharaj thought that as a king, it is my duty to rectify the situation. If I can give opportunity to the citizens, whereas they can always be in light. There is no darkness anywhere. So therefore, let me do something. So it is explained, Vishnuchakra Thakur writes that how Priyavrat Maharaj, he expanded himself as the sun. So one Priyavrat Maharaj was ruling the kingdom as a king, and Priyavrat Maharaj expanded himself as the second sun, and with the chariot he circumambulated on the opposite direction of the sun. So when the sun was in the northern direction, the southern side was dark. So Priyavrat Maharaj was on the southern side, so that there is illumination on the southern side, and vice versa. When the sun was on the southern side, the northern side was dark, and Priyavrat Maharaj with his chariot was there on the northern direction, ensuring that there was light. So it is explained that how could Priyavrat Maharaj do such a great act? to become like a sun, practically the second sun, it is not an ordinary accomplishment. It is a supernatural accomplishment. But then the verse, the word that Shukadeva Goswami uses here is Bhagavat Upashano Pachiteti. By worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Priyavrata Maharaj was a pure devotee of the Lord, so therefore, what is impossible for the pure devotee of the Lord? Pure devotee of the Lord can achieve anything and everything. So by Prabhupada writes, bhakti is very powerful, and when a devotee engages in devotional service of the Lord, because the Lord is known as Yogeshwara, master of all mystic, so therefore a devotee also achieves that mystic power, and he is able to accomplish all these feats which are superhumanly, it is not possible for anyone to accomplish. So that is one point which Prabhupada highlights in the purport. And then the second point Prabhupada highlights in the purport is, generally the understanding is sun is fixed in one place. Sun does not move. But as per the Vedic scriptures, we learn that Prabhupada quotes Brahma Samhita. Yes, yagya brahmati sambhrita kala chakro. Under the order of the Supreme Lord, the sun is rotating. Yes, yagya brahmati. So the sun is not fixed, which is the understanding of the modern astronomer. The sun is revolving around. And then Prabhupada says that modern scientist is criticizing the modern scientist, telling that they say that they know everything about the sun. But here a great devotee like Priyavrata Maharaj is able to create the second sun. None of the modern scientists can create second sun. So powerful devotee of the Lord is able to create this powerful sun. And then the last third point which Prabhupada speaks in this purport is, although Priyavrata Maharaj, externally it appeared that he is competing with the sun, but Prabhupada says that a pure devotee like Priyavrata Maharaj is not competing with the sun. His purpose in going around the sun is not to compete, but his purpose was to give benefit to his citizens. So therefore a Vaishnava does not enter into mundane competition, and mundane competition is born out of envy. So this is the third point which Prabhupada is speaking in the purport. So we'll see, elaborate on these three points which Prabhupada is speaking on this purport. And the first point, that a pure devotee of the Lord is so much empowered from the Supreme Lord that he can achieve anything that which is ordinary cannot be accomplished. And the same theme we see in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arjuna is a pure devotee of the Lord, and Arjuna, after the Lord departs from this world, at that time Arjuna is remembering all the powers and accomplishment which he got because of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So Arjuna speaks this verse that Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhu Rupina Yena Me Aparitam Tejo Deva Vismapanam Mahat. So he says that Vanchitoham Maharaja, the Supreme Lord has left me. Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhu Rupina, the Supreme Lord Hari. Yena Me Aparitam Tejo. And as soon as the Lord has left, what has happened to me? Yena me aparitam tejo. All my teja, all the powers which I had, what kind of powers I had? Deva vismapanam mahat. Seeing my powers and opulences, big devatas, they also used to become astonished by seeing my powers. So Arjuna is telling that all the great powers which I had demonstrated, that was because I was a devotee of Lord Krishna. So therefore Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport in this, to this verse. Prabhupada writes that the power and the energy which were bestowed upon Arjuna were required for fulfillment of the mission of the Lord. But when his mission was fulfilled, The emergency powers were withdrawn from Arjuna because the astounding powers of Arjuna, which were astonishing even to the denizens of heaven, were no longer required and they were not meant for going back home, back to Godhead. So Prabhupada says that the Lord gives specific powers to his devotee in order to accomplish a particular service. And when the Lord feels that now the service is over, the devotee does not need this power. Here Priyavrata Maharaj got this power because he had to do this service. He had to become the second son. So when the Lord feels that the service is accomplished, so the Lord may also withdraw those special powers which he gives. So therefore Prabhupada writes a very beautiful statement. These powers are not required for going home back to Godhead. If endowment of powers and withdrawal of powers by the Lord are possible even for a great devotee like Arjuna or even demigods in the heaven, then what to speak of ordinary living entities who are but figs compared to such great souls. The lesson is therefore that no one should be puffed up for his powers borrowed from the Lord. The sane man should rather feel obliged to the Lord for such benefactions and must utilize such power for the service of the Lord. So Prabhupada says that endowment and withdrawal of powers can be done by the Lord. Anytime the Lord feels, he can give powers to his devotee, and anytime the Lord feels, he can withdraw that power. So therefore one should not become puffed up. Another, after a few verses, Prabhupada says one should not be puffed up of borrowed plumes. Prabhupada says, because everything is given by the Supreme Lord. So here Arjuna is also remembering that the great astounding powers which I had, which astounded even the denizens of heaven, everything was given by the Lord and the Lord has now taken away. So Arjuna now recalls the different incidences in which the Lord had given him power, because of which he could accomplish unimaginable task. The first incidence, it is explained that during the Draupadi Swayamvar ceremony. So Arjuna remembers how when he had gone to the place where Drupad Maharaj had kept this rule, so he had kept this fish in a very far away distance, and in front of the fish there was this wheel that was present, and the Kshatriya king had to come look in the water, and the water, it is explained that it was all shaking, it was not even stable. So the king had to look into the water and the reflection, and he had to shoot the eyes of the fish. So Arjuna said that it is only because of the mercy of the Supreme Lord that I was able to accomplish. Otherwise, it was not an ordinary thing to do. First of all, the fish was at a very far distance and the wheel was kept in front and one could not see directly. In the reflection, he had to see. And the reflection was also not stable. It was shaking. How could I accomplish that task? Because of the powers which the Supreme Lord had given me. So that is the first remembrance which Arjuna thinks. And then Arjuna says that during the Khandava Prastha episode, at that time when Agni had to devour the entire Khandava Prastha, at that time Indra did not allow Arjuna to destroy. Indra did not want to give permission to Agni to destroy that. So therefore there had a quarrel between Indra and Arjuna, because Arjuna allowed Agni to devour the Khandava forest and Indra objected to it, and Arjuna could defeat Indra and allow Agni to destroy the Khandava forest. And at that time in that forest was residing Maya Dhanav, and Maya Dhanav immediately understood that I will die because Agni is destroying me. So at that time Maya Dhanav took shelter of Arjuna, and at that time Arjuna gave him shelter, and Krishna did also not kill Maya Dhanav. And then later on we know that how Maya Dhanav gave that assembly house, constructed that beautiful assembly house for Arjuna, which later bewildered the Kauravas. So Arjuna here remembers the second instance where the Supreme Lord helped him, even in one sense, to defeat his own father, Indra, and all the other demigods who had come to object when he had given authority to Agni to rule. And the third instance Arjuna here remembers is when his brother, Bhima and Jarasan, both of them had the power of 10,000 elephants. None of them could defeat each other. At that time, due to the blessings of the Lord revealed the secret to his own brother, Bhima, that Jarasan was born because of the union, Sandhi. So if you have to kill Jarasandha, then you have to just rip half of his body and throw into opposite direction. Then only he'll be killed. So that's how Arjuna remembered. Only by the blessings of the Supreme Lord that my brother Bhima was able to destroy Jarasandha. Then Arjuna remembers the episode that how one time when they were in the forest, Duryodhan wanted to again have a fun. So therefore he requested Durvas Muni to go with all his thousands of disciples to the home of the Pandavas, especially at that time when Draupadi had eaten, because Draupadi had this Akshaya Patra. Before she would eat, it would give unlimited quantities of food. But after she had eaten, no food will come. So at that day, Draupadi had eaten and Duryodhan sent, knowing well that they will not be able to serve Durvas Muni, and Durvas Rishi will be angry and he will curse the Pandavas. But then again Arjuna remembered how at that time Draupadi immediately remembered the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord came and he took that one morsel of grain that had remained in that plate, and immediately as soon as the Lord ate that one grain, all the disciples of Durvas Muni, they all started belching and they started leaving that place. How the Supreme Lord saved in that situation. And then Arjuna remembered that even one time when I had to fight with Lord Shiva in a battle, at that time I could defeat even Lord Shiva also, and because of which Lord Shiva was pleased with me and he gave me this Pashupati Astra. So therefore it was all because of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So after remembering these great powers which Lord Krishna gave Arjuna, if someone only remembers the greatness of the Lord, okay, greatness impresses the mind. The Lord is all powerful. The devotee of the Lord also becomes great because of worshipping the Lord. So these astounding powers, skills, the greatness which the Lord shows, or his pure devotees, here we see Priyavrata Maharaj exhibiting the greatness. That is very impressive to the mind, but the sweetness aspect of the Lord and his pure devotees, that actually inspires the heart. So the greatness inspires the mind, impresses the mind, but more importantly, the sweet aspect of the Lord and his pure devotees, that inspires the heart. So therefore we see, after Arjuna is explaining all these great powers which he received from the Lord, he also remembers and his heart is more moved by the sweet loving exchanges which Lord Krishna has with him. That's what he quotes in the next verse. He says, Narmanyudara ruchirasmita shobhitani he partha he arjuna sakhe kurunandaneti sanjalbitani naradevaradi sprishani smartur lutanti ridayam mama madavasya. So he says that more than all these greatness, what I remember is the sweet loving exchanges, the personal dealings which the Supreme Lord had personally with me. Narmani. Narmani means the Supreme Lord would joke with me. Udara. Udara means a lot of frank talks happened with the Lord. Ruchira. Ruchira is very pleasing, affectionate dealings. Mita Shobitani, very beautiful smiling faces. Sometimes Krishna would call, hey Partha, hey Arjuna Sakhe, hey Kuru Nandaneti. Sanjalpitani Naradeva Riddhisprishani. Riddhisprishani is touching the heart. So I was more touched by Krishna's sweet loving exchanges. That pleased my heart more than all the great powers which he exhibits or which he empowers his devotees to exhibit. Smartur lutanti hridayam mama madhavasya. So my heart is melted when I remember this sweet loving exchanges. So therefore we see that in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 12 cantos, the first 9 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How the Supreme Lord is very great. How he creates this entire material cosmos. The primary creation, the secondary creation, the different planetary systems. The 5th canto speaks about the sthanam, the universal cosmology. So the 9 cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam are meant to make us understand about the greatness of the Lord. But just knowing about the greatness of the Lord, okay, it will invoke awe and reverence. But then the 10th canto speaks about the sweetness of the Lord. So when we understand that someone is really great, at the same time, he wants to establish a personal relationship with me, then one becomes all the more attracted to develop a relationship with the Supreme Lord. Someone may hear about the Prime Minister of the country. He is a very great person. But okay, it may invoke some awe and reverence. But one will still love his father, his mother, because of the sweet loving relationships that he has. Although the Prime Minister may be much more greater than his father, but it does not invoke that emotion within his heart to strike a relationship. So in the same way, Shukdev Goswami presents Srimad Bhagavatam in such a way that along with the greatness, the sweetness aspects of the Lord is more present, and it is ultimately the sweet loving exchanges of the Lord that inspires one to develop a relationship with the Lord. Therefore we see in the 10th canto when Sudama sees that how the Supreme Lord, when Sudama's wife tells him that you go to Dwarka, meet Dwarkadish and ask for wealth. So at that time Sudama is thinking that if I go to Dwarka, will the Lord recognize me? Will I be allowed entrance into Dwarka? But then he goes along with all the other people, all the other Brahmanas who are chanting mantras. And as soon as the Supreme Lord sees Sudama, immediately he becomes very joyful, very happy. The Supreme Lord immediately gets up. He makes Sudama sit on the very sofa or the asana where the Supreme Lord is sitting. And he washes the feet of Sudama. He applies all the beautiful chandan and all the beautiful ointments on the head of Sudama. And he takes the water, he puts on his head. He tells Mother Rukmini to fan Sudama. So Sudama is totally melted in the heart that although he is Dwarkadish, the Supreme Lord, so many servants are there, so many ministers are there, but personally for his friend, he is going to such an extent that he is ready to do such menial things. And all the people who are watching Lord Krishna do this, they are thinking that what kind of pious activities that Sudama do, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is embracing this lowly Brahmana. It is explained that Sudama had worn the dress which had lot of holes. It was very poverty stricken, but Lord is embracing. So everyone was feeling that this kind of embrace is only fitting to a brother, but Lord is doing that to Sudama. And then the Supreme Lord is touching Sudama's heart with his personal dealings. And Sudama, when he returns back, he is thinking and contemplating on this beautiful reciprocation which the Lord has with him. And Sudama says that, Kvaham daridra papiyan, kva Krishna Shriniketana, Brahma bahu iti smabhyam, bahu bhyam parirambita. He says that, Kvaham daridra papiyan, I am a very fallen, sinful person. And who is Krishna? He is Shriniketana, he is husband of the goddess of fortune. But Brahma Bahu Paribhrayam. So, but he has embraced me. Who in this world, a big person, would like to embrace a fallen person? But then he has done this to me. Bahu Bhyam Parirambita. So this sweet exchanges which Lord has with his devotees actually help the devotee to develop the relationship with the Lord. So therefore we see that even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the during the Sanatan Shiksha, he speaks about the greatness aspects of the Lord to Sanatan Goswami, and along with that he also speaks of this sweetness aspect of the Lord. So the both the instances Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatan Goswami, and the different verses he speaks. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatan Goswami about the greatness aspect of Krishna, he quotes this verse from the third canto. Swayam twati ashamya tiyasha striyadisha swaraja lakshmyapta samasta kama balim haradbis chiraloka palai kirita koti dita pada pita. So he tells that swayam tu ashamya tishaya striyadisha, that the Supreme Lord is asamurdva. No one is equal to Krishna and no one can supersede Krishna. And triyadisha, Krishna is the Lord of three. So different meanings it is explained. Lord of three means he is the Lord of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. That is one meaning. The Lord of three means he is the Lord of all the three avataras, Karano Dakshai Vishnu, Garbo Dakshai Vishnu and Shiro Dakshai Vishnu. The Lord of three could also mean that he is the Lord of the three gunas, Sattva Gun, Rajagun, Tamagun. The Lord of three could also mean that he is the Lord of the three worlds, Devi Dham, Mahesha Dham and Hari Dham. So different explanations are given. Swarajya Lakshmi Apta Samasta Kama. So although all his desires are fulfilled, but still he acts based on his spiritual potency. Balim Haradbis Chiraloka Palai. So all the different rulers of the universe, the sun, the Surya Devta, the Chandra, Vayu, Agni, all of them when they come to offer their respects, Kirita Koti Dita Pada Pitaha. So all of them they come with their crowns, they offer respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse to explain that how Krishna has the aspect of his greatness, and he also quotes that Krishna is unlimitedly powerful. He quotes this famous episode that one time Lord Brahma comes to meet Lord Krishna in Dwarka. So the doorkeeper, who he goes inside and tells the Lord that Lord Brahma has come to meet you, and immediately the message comes that which Brahma? So Brahma becomes totally flabbergasted. He thinks that I am the only Brahma in this universe. Is there any other Brahma other than me? How could Lord ask this question? So he tells that please tell that the father of the four Kumaras, he wants to meet you. So the servant goes and tells, and then Brahma goes inside and the Lord comes and meets Brahma. My dear Brahma, is everything okay? Why did you come? Brahma tells, my dear Lord, first I have this burning question with me. First, when I had sent, told that Brahma has come, you immediately asked that which Brahma? Is there any other Brahma within this universe other than me? Then immediately the Lord, he meditated, and all the different Brahmas from different parts of the universe, they all came there at that time. And because of the mystical arrangements of the Lord, our four-headed Brahma could see all the other Brahmas. It is explained that all the Brahmas, Shivas, Indra, everyone from the different parts of the universe came. No one could see each other, but this four-headed Brahma, whom Krishna had to teach a lesson, he could see everything. And a Brahma could see that there were some Brahmas with eight heads, there were some Brahma with 1600, some with 1000 heads, some with 1 lakh, up till 1 crore. And Brahma was totally flabbergasted that, my God, what is the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And after everything, the incident is over, Lord tells all the other Brahmas and Shivas who had come that how is everything going on in the universe? I just called to take a report of how are things going on. And then after everyone disappears, the Lord tells the four-headed Brahma that this universe is the smallest universe. Therefore, since there are only four directions, I have given you four heads to manage. But there are other universes which are much more bigger. 8 heads, 16,000 lakhs and so on. So therefore, in order to manage those kinds of universes, I have given that many heads to Brahma. So Brahma understood that, my God, Krishna is unlimitedly powerful. He is not ordinary. So that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells to Sanatana Goswami to speak about the greatness aspect of the Lord. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, quotes another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, speak about the sweetness aspects of the Lord. Yanmartya Leela Paikam Swayoga Maya Balam Darshayata Grihitam Vismapanam Swasya Chasau Bagarde Param Padam Bhushana Bhushanangam. So this is from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it tells that Yanmartya Leela Paikam Swayoga. So in order to exhibit human-like pastimes, so the Supreme Lord, out of his own yoga maya, he takes this form like a ordinary human being. Vismapanam swasya cha saubhagarde. So this form is very beautiful. Vismapanam. It astonishes everyone. Parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. So this form is the ornament of all the ornaments. So generally in this world, people wear ornaments so that they can be beautiful. But it is explained that when the Krishna wears the ornaments become more beautiful. So therefore, Mahaprabhu quotes this verse to speak about the sweetness aspects of the Lord, and here about the beautiful form of the Lord, how the form of the Lord is very beautiful. And he gives a lot of detailed explanation. Mahaprabhu tells that how Krishna's body is compared to 24 and half moons. He tells that the beautiful face of the Lord, that is compared to one moon, and then the sandalwood pulp that is there, that is also compared to another moon. The forehead is compared to half moon, and the two cheeks that are compared to the two moons. So, four and half, and then the 10 toenails in the hands and the feet, the nails, they are compared to the 20 moons. So in this way it is explained that Krishna's form is compared to 24 and half moons. So he explains how Krishna is very sweet. And then he quotes this very beautiful verse explaining Krishna's sweetness. Maduram maduram vapurasya vibhor maduram maduram vadanam maduram madurganda mridu smitametadaho maduram 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 maduram. So maduram maduram vapurasya vibhor. So Krishna's body is very sweet. Maduram 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 vadanam maduram. Krishna's face is even more sweeter than his body, and Krishna's soft smile, madurganda mridu smitam etadaho. So Krishna's soft smile is even more sweeter. So in this way, Mahaprabhu speaks about the beautiful form of Krishna from the sweetness point of view, and then the beautiful qualities of Krishna. How Krishna's qualities are also even more sweeter. The famous shloka we hear. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jigam shaya paye dyapya sadavi lebe gatim datri muchitam tatonyat. Kamva dayalum sharanam vrajema. So more than the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord is the beautiful qualities which the Supreme Lord has, that even a demon who came to kill Krishna, that demon Krishna gave the role of a dhatri. So who can be more merciful? So more than the beautiful form of the Lord is the beautiful qualities of the Lord. So in that way, through many beautiful verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies this beautiful, sweet aspect of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So in this way, we see how here we discussed about Priyavrat Maharaj's wonderful exhibition of power. Yadyad vibhuti mat sattvam srimat urjitam evava tattad evava gachatvam mama teja amsha sambhavat. So because of engaging in devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Priyavrat Maharaj got this wonderful power, hearing which even Parikshit Maharaj becomes astonished. Shukdev Goswami in few verses later on, he'll tell, it is not astonishing for a devotee like Parikshit, Priyavrat Maharaj to have such extraordinary powers. Because he practiced devotional service, he got these powers. So we saw how the Lord is all powerful, because of which a devotee, when he engages in practicing devotional service, the devotee also gets this power that is bestowed by the Supreme Lord. But more than the greatness aspect of the Supreme Lord, we learn from the scriptures that that sweetness aspect of the Supreme Lord is more. Greatness can impress the mind, but the sweetness aspects of the Lord, that can inspire the heart. And same with the pure devotee of the Lord also, the sweetness which a pure devotee has, that actually inspires the heart. We saw from Arjuna's example how he got to experience both the greatness aspects of the Lord as well as the sweetness aspects of his personal dealings with the Lord. We saw from the example of Sudama how he got to experience the sweetness aspect of the Lord. And we saw from Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Sanatana Shiksha, for 2 months Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Sanatana Shiksha to Sanatana Goswami, where he emphasized about Lord Krishna having this both aspects of greatness as well as sweetness, and ultimately the sweetness aspects is much more appealing than the greatness aspect of the Lord. So we'll stop here. Any quick questions or comments we can take, if there are any questions or comments. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaur Premanande.